yesterday we were at the High Court in Bulawayo, and we applied for bail for the 7 clients of ours, and bail was granted by the High Court. They were granted bail in the sum of RTGS $5,000. They had to surrender their passports to the clerk of court, Wange. They had to reside at Stand 858 Aerodrome 64. They are not to travel beyond 10 kilometers of the Victoria Falls Post Office, except when they are attending court.
Your clients have been in remand prison for several months. Has this created any diplomatic tension between Zimbabwe and China?
Not one we are aware of. Apparently, our job is to work on the legal aspect of the matter. We're not so sure about the diplomatic side of things, but we are concerned about the legal aspect of the whole matter.
Are your clients now at home?
We are working on the modalities to get them out. We pray and hope by tomorrow we should be able to fulfill all the conditions so that they can go home.
Are you saying that your clients right now are still in remand prison?
Yes, they are. We, as you know, when an order for bail is granted, you need to get the order, you pay the necessary bail monies, and fulfill all the other conditions.
After you've paid the bail money, what's next? What is expected, Mr. Muviringi?
We need to have the original order from the court. Then we get a warrant of liberation from the clerk of court, as we also surrender their passport to the clerk of court.